The big question is this: how do we live a life that is unapologetically ours? The summer of 2020, I was struggling. I was facing bankruptcy as my reselling empire was crumbling around me due to the financial constraints caused by COVID-19. I decided to stop trying to hold the weight of the world on my shoulders and get free. I sold off everything, I bought a first-class ticket to Mexico, and with no source of income and only a few $1,000s, I went on an adventure. What happened next? Well, my name is Keely Stwicky, and welcome to Tacos and Tattoos. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode. So today, this morning, Kelsey and I were hanging out at the cafe and we got on the topics of mistakes because she recently sabotaged a sales call and a sale. So we were talking about the biggest mistakes you made, and she's like, I think this is probably one of them. And I was like, yeah, that's probably a good one, yeah. But I think the biggest mistake I've made in my business is offering something for free to my clients in a package. And this something, I've done over a dozen funnels, lead generation funnels, sales money funnels, webinar funnels in the last year for clients. And something I noticed that was happening is it took 6 months to realize is that, I deliver the funnel, put blood, sweat, and tears into it. They'd be super excited. They would, start talking about it, start doing Facebook Live, start driving traffic to it. And then I always offered 30 days of funnel launch assistance. This meant one round of tweaks, any sort of help with launching the funnel and strategy. And I would always check in 2 weeks in and be like, okay, do you need edits? Like, what's going on? What do you need help with? And normally they would just ghost me. And I'd be like, okay, well, I guess no news is good news. And because this was included in the funnel, I was just like, okay, well, they don't need me. I check in a few times, don't hear anything back. I guess everything's good. So then I always check in, 4 or 6 months later, and 90% of them have given up on their funnel. And I'm always like, why? And they're like, well, we did some Facebook Lives. We did a couple posts about it and it wasn't really getting any traction. So we just pivoted to something else. And I'm like, well, how much traffic do you run through? And they're always like, oh, well, a couple hundred people. And it just we were getting 20%, but it wasn't a lot of traffic. And I'm like, well, you have to run the traffic. I was like, why didn't you connect with me after you launched it? We could have tweaked it. We could have done this. We could have done that. We could have come up with a new launch plan. Like, yeah, well, we just, yeah, and lots of excuses. And so, that time was worth $1,000. That month of me being available to help with the launch of the funnel, it's valuable. And I think that the service came in because I just offered it for free. It's like, oh yeah, the funnel includes this. Instead of saying, oh, well, the funnel costs this and you have to buy this. This is you. I don't build a funnel without the launch, the 30 days follow-up launch strategy or 90 days or whatever. And so because they didn't take me up on that, they didn't have the momentum after they built the funnel. We got the funnel built and all this energy behind it and all the momentum behind getting the funnel launched. But, the process of really getting the launch there, getting it from 100 people in traffic to thousands of people, there just wasn't the momentum. And so the entrepreneurs burn out. And in turn, because the funnels aren't doing anything because no one's utilizing them, it then burned me out. And I realized this 6 months in. But it wasn't until recently that I was like, oh, that's where I went wrong, is because I didn't charge what it was worth. So they didn't realize how valuable it was. And so if I were to go back now, I would be like, okay, well, the funnel costs this, reduce the cost of the funnel, but then add a price tag on 30 to 90 days of help with launching it. With coaching and edits and all the things. So that's where I went wrong. I think it goes back to the story I heard probably a decade ago some missionaries or some sort of charity goes into African country and donates buckets for bringing water in and out of the communal water source. And when they go back to check in and see how everything's going, the buckets are destroyed and no one has them, no one's using them because they gave them for free. And so they start charging just a minuscule amount for them. And suddenly the people value the buckets because they put a monetary value behind it. And I always think about that, you know, people don't value things they got for free because they didn't have to work for it. They didn't have to trade anything for it. So therefore, and you know, subconsciously it doesn't have any value. And I think that's exactly what happened here, is that I just didn't do the job of putting a monetary value behind the service, and it wasn't utilized, and I didn't realize how detrimental it was, because most entrepreneurs don't understand the process of launching a funnel or driving traffic to it. So ultimately the entire thing fell apart. So I'm really sorry to all my funnel clients that I didn't break up the invoicing for this, charge a little bit more money for more service, and realize, you know, earlier on in my business how vital this post funnel development support was. But as of now, I'm not really building funnels for the public anymore. I've switched over to offering group coaching and one-on-one coaching for those who want to basically blow up their lives and radically change their lifestyle in six months to a year, depending on where you're at, so you can start living wild and free and creating income online, whether it be, you know, course creation, affiliate marketing, freelancing, whatever that looks like, just getting out of the cycle of being stuck and into actually living the life you want. That has more meaning behind it to me than building funnels. I love building funnels. I'll continue to build them for close friends and, you know, business partners and my own processes, but I'm not going to do it publicly anymore. So with that, that's the lesson. Make sure you charge what things are worth. Don't undervalue things, because then your clients will undervalue you, no matter what it is, a course, coaching, freelance services. Make sure you're always charging what it's worth and people can see the value in what you offer. So much love, you guys. I will talk to you later.
Want to turn your passion or skills into an automated online business so you can live wild and free? I want to show you exactly what I did in the first month of starting my business that took me from no income to over $7,500 in sales in less than 45 days. With this information, you can have the confidence to radically change your life, live anywhere in the world, and build the life of your dreams without an actual job. Go to rebelfunnels.com/PDF to download the free Digital Nomads guidebook and start living wild and free today.